We're getting pretty close to a partial government shutdown. Congress is supposed to approve routine appropriations, bills to set federal spending levels, by September 30th, which is this weekend. The Senate is now starting on a short-term funding measure, which would give Congress a few weeks to work out the long-term measure, but they need a few days to finish that. The House is trying to vote this week on a short-term measure that would differ from the one in the Senate. We have heard what a shutdown would mean for social programs if Congress doesn't get its job done, but what about the military? White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby is with us on the line. Admiral Kirby, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Steve. Good to be with you this morning.
I'm just thinking about government shutdowns. Non-essential federal workers are sent home. Essential workers keep working. I would think the military sounds pretty essential. Does this affect them at all?
It certainly won't affect their duties. The active duty military will still show up to work. They'll still do all the missions that they do every day to protect and defend the country. But they would not get paid under a shutdown. And that is going to have a very, very significant effect on them and their families. Look, you don't join the military to get rich. Certainly the pay is good, but they need those paychecks. They've got rent, they've got mortgages, they've got groceries. And so they'll still show up to do the work of the country and do the nation's bidding, but they won't get paid. The other thing, Steve, to remember is that the civil servants that support the Department of Defense, there are hundreds of thousands of them. Most of them will be furloughed, which means they're not only not getting paid, but they're not showing up for work. And they do vital, critical work on a daily basis to keep the department going.
I'm just thinking about the paycheck. Some people will know you drew a military paycheck once upon a time, and I'm just even thinking about the timing. You get paid every 2 weeks, every month? How does it work?
It's every 2 weeks, yes. Right.
And then I'm thinking about past government shutdowns. We've learned from them that even if the federal government is only shut down for a few hours or a couple of days, doesn't that screw up procedures and processes such that somebody's paycheck, 2 week paycheck, might be delayed?
It could happen, yes. In fact, even a short term delay could result in processing delays of the actual paychecks once the government's back open again. So you'll have a little bit. I went through this myself. You'll have a little bit of a backlog before those paychecks start showing up again in your bank account. And again, when you're living out in town, you got rent, you got power bills, you got groceries to buy. I mean, it has an effect, and it not only will have effect on their checkbooks, but it'll have an effect on their morale and welfare. We like to say that, at least in the Navy, you know, you recruit a sailor, but you retain, you keep a family, and those families will be helping make those decisions about whether they, you know, want to keep, you know, keep serving, you know, with this kind of disruption.
Okay, so you can see this coming. It's not certain, I guess, but it seems more and more likely. What kinds of contingency plans are being put in place at the White House where you work?
Well, the first thing we're doing is making sure that the workforce understands what could happen here, which is we're doing across the government, informing the workforce, letting them know, making sure that people can make the appropriate plans in case they are affected by it. We're also, you know, urging Congress to do its job. Obviously, we're staying in touch with Congress throughout this process, but it really is between the Speaker and this small group of very extreme Republicans in the House of Representatives that are holding this up. So while we're working with Congress, certainly there's a limit to what we can do and we can affect, given that this is really existing inside, particularly the House of Representatives.
Is the military already struggling a little bit with politics here, given that hundreds of military promotions and appointments have been held up by Senator Tommy Tuberville in a dispute over abortion rules?
It's certainly not helping matters to have more than 300 senior officers now also freezing. So imagine you're one of these officers that you can't move on to your next duty assignment. You're paying out of pocket now for expenses that you thought you'd be able to cover because you were moving to the next assignment. And now you might not get a paycheck. So it's absolutely going to, I think, just make the morale and the welfare for our families and for our people even that much worse.
Okay, bottom line, the effect on national security. What's a word you would use? A verb you would use? Does this harm national security? Does it degrade national security? Does a shutdown? What does a shutdown do to American national security of, say, a few days?
It actually could harm national security, depending on how long it goes on, Steve, particularly when it comes to the like the business of moving the Department of Defense forward, like contract management. So many of these civilians work in contract management, contracts for maintenance, logistics, procurement of new capabilities. That contract work would be delayed.
John Kirby of the White House, thanks so much.
You bet, my pleasure.